Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshamam. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Hahimam. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshamam. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Hahimam. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshamam. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Hahimam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namah Bhagavate Ramaya. Shrinran Sita Ramabhyang Namaha. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, The Creative Impetus, Chapter 19, The Description of the Island of Jambudvipa, Part 1. Hanumanji worships Ramachandra in Kim Purusha Varsha. Srila Shukadev Goswami continued speaking to Maharaj Parikshit. My dear king, in Kim Purusha Varsha, the great devotee Hanuman is always engaged with the inhabitants of that land in devotional service to Lord Ramachandra, the elder brother of Lakshmana, and the dear husband of Sita Devi. A host of Gandharvas is always engaged in chanting the glories of Lord Ramachandra. That chanting is always extremely auspicious. Hanumanji and Arshtashena, who is the chief person in Kim Purusha Varsha, constantly hear those glories with complete attention. Hanuman chants the following mantras. Om Namo Bhagavate Uttama Shlokaya Nama Arya Lakshana Shila Vrataya Nama Upashikshatatmana Upasata Lokaya Namaha Saduvada Nikashanaya Namo Brahmanya Devaya Mahapurushaya Maharajaya Nama Iti. Let me please your lordship by chanting the Bija Mantra Omkar. I wish to offer my respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead, who is the best among the most highly elevated personalities. Your lordship is the reservoir of all the good qualities of Aryans, people who are advanced. Your character and behavior are always consistent, and you always control your senses and mind. Acting just like an ordinary human being, you exhibit exemplary character just to teach others how to behave. There is a touchstone that can be used to examine the quality of gold. But you are like a touchstone that can verify all good qualities. You are worshipped by Brahmanas who are the foremost of all devotees. You, Lord Ram, the Supreme Person, are the King of Kings, and therefore I offer respectful obeisances unto you. Yat tad vishudyanubhava matram ekam swatejasa dvashta guna vyavastam pratyak prashantam sudiyo palambanam hi anama rupam nirahang prapadye. O Lord, your pure form is Sachit Ananda Vigraha, uncontaminated by the modes of material nature, and can be perceived only by pure consciousness. In the Vedanta, you are described as being one without a second. Because of your spiritual potency, you are untouched by the contamination of the material nature. And because you are not subject to material vision, you are known as transcendental. You have no material activities, nor do you have a material form or material name. Only in pure consciousness, Krishna consciousness, can one perceive your transcendental form. So let us be firmly fixed at your lotus feet, my dear Lord Ramachandra, and let us offer our respectful obeisances unto those transcendental lotus feet of yours. Martya vatarastu iha martya shikshanang raksho vadhayaiva na kevalang vibho kuton yathasyad ramatak swaatmanaha sita kritani vyasananish varasya. It was so ordained that Ravana, the chief of the Rakshasas, could not be killed by anyone but a human being. And for this reason, Lord Ramachandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, appeared in a human form. However, Lord Ram's mission was not only to kill Ravana, but also to teach mortal beings that material happiness centered around sex life or centered around one's wife is the cause of many miseries. Lord Ram is the self-sufficient Supreme Personality of Godhead, and nothing is lamentable for Lord Ram. Therefore, why else could Ram be subjected to tribulations by the kidnapping of Mother Sita? Navai sa atmatma vatang surittama saktas trilokyang bhagavan vasudeva na strikritang kashmalang ashnuvita na lakshmanang chapi vihatum arhati. Since Lord Sri Ramachandra is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, Lord Ram is not attached to anything in this material world. Lord Ram is the most beloved supersoul of all self-realized souls, and he is their very intimate friend. Lord Ramachandra is full of all opulences. Therefore, Lord Ram could not possibly have suffered because of separation from his wife, nor could Ramachandra have given up Sita and Lakshman, his younger brother. For to give up either would have been absolutely impossible. Na janmanu nang mahato na saubagang na van na budhir na kritistosha hitu tire yad visrishtan apino vanaukasash chakara sakye bata lakshmanagrajaha. One cannot establish a friendship with the Supreme Lord Ramachandra simply on the basis of material qualities, such as one's birth in an aristocratic family, one's personal beauty, one's eloquence, one's sharp intelligence, or even one's superior race or nation. For none of these qualifications is actually a prerequisite for friendship with Lord Sri Ram. Otherwise, how is it possible that although we uncivilized inhabitants of the forest have not taken noble births, although we have no physical beauty, and although we cannot speak like gentlemen, still Lord Ramachandra has nevertheless accepted us as his friends? Suro suro vapi atha vanaro narah sarvatmana ya sukritagyam uttamam bhajeta ramang manujakritang haring ya utaran anayat koshalan divam iti. Therefore, whether one is a demigod or a demon, a man or a creature other than a man, such as a beast or bird, everyone should worship Lord Ramachandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appears on this planet Earth just like a human being. For there is no need of great austerities or penances to worship Lord Ram. He accepts even a small service offered by his devotee. Thus, Lord Ram is satisfied, and as soon as Lord Ram is satisfied, the devotee is successful. Indeed, Lord Sri Ramachandra brought all the devotees of Ayodhya back home, back to Godhead, Vaikuntha. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 3, Verse 22. Naradeva Tvam Apanaha Surakarya Chakirshaya Samudra Nigrahadini Chakra Viryani Ataha Param. Sutta Goswami informed the sages headed by Shaunaka assembled at Naimisharanya. And in the 18th incarnation, the Lord appeared as King Ram in order to perform some pleasing work for the demigods. Lord Ramachandra exhibited superhuman powers by controlling the Indian Ocean and then killing the atheist king Ravana, who was on the other side of the sea. Recorded July 11, 2024 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Dharasi dip shurane dipati kamaniyang dashamukha mauli balim ramaniyam keshavadrista rama sharira chaya jagadisha hare chaya jagadisha Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Dittarasi Dik Shurane Dik Pati Kamaniyang Dashamukha Mauli Balim Ramaniyam Ke Keshavadritta Ramachandra Rupa Chaya Jagadisha Hare Chaya Jagadisha Hare Chaya Jagadisha Hare Vitarasi Dikshurane Dikpati Kamaniyam Dashamukha Mauli Balim Ramaniyam Keshavadritta Rama Sharira Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Keshavadritta Ramachandra Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Hey Ram Hey Ram Hey Ram Hey Ram Jagame Sato Tera Hey Ram, Hey Ram, Raghupati Raghava Rajaram, Patita Pavana Sitaram, Raghupati Raghava Rajaram. Sitaram Raghupati Raghava Rajaram Patita Pavana Sitaram Jaya Ram Sri Ram Jaya Jaya Ram Sri Ram Jaya Ram Jaya Jaya Ram Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jaya Jaya Ram Jaya Ram Shri Ram Jai Jaya Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jaya Ram Hey Ram
Keshava, Krishna, O Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, you have assumed the form of Ramachandra. All glories unto you. In the battle of Lanka, you destroyed the 10-headed demon Ravana and distribute his heads as a delightful offering to the presiding deities of the 10 directions headed by Indradeva. And this action was long desired by all of them, who were very much harassed by this monster, Ravana.